Well, we're counting down to Super Bowl Sunday. We'll have live coverage of the Super Bowl here on WPHM on Sunday evening. It's Super Bowl week in Atlanta, and that's where we find ABC's Pete Combs. Pete, good morning.
Good morning. I tell you what, we're not anywhere near as cold as you are there, but it is pretty cold here in Atlanta.
I just looked at the weather map. It's showing 40s today, and really the rest of this week, it looks like you stay pretty chilly.
Yeah, chilly to start the days, but I'll tell you what, by the time the game gets here, we'll be up around 68 degrees, which is pretty unusually warm here. We will have some rain, so there's not much of a chance that the Mercedes-Benz Stadium roof will be open, but otherwise it'll be pretty pleasant getting to and from the game.
Later today, Roger Goodell will make his State of the League address, and a lot of people are wondering if he's going to talk about the quality of officiating.
You know, that's the big question, and even people like Arthur Blank, the Falcons owner, who's also on the Super Bowl host committee, he's kind of wondering that as well. It's pretty clear from just about every quarter in the league that people want something done about the ability to review pass interference calls using video. You can't really do that at this point, and that's the big issue in the NFC Championship game between the Rams and the New Orleans Saints. You know, there is also a lot of talk about hands-on. You know, people actually kind of, you know, bumping into each other, hands in faces, that sort of thing, when the ball is in the air. That's going to be another big question.
A lot of rules and a lot of rules that slow down the game too.
You know, you do. Every time you open up a video review session, you're going to take time off the clock in terms of extending the game itself, and that's going to be a problem. But at the same time, you know, with controversies like we saw with the Saints-Rams and, you know, with the Chiefs and the Patriots in that AFC championship game, I think there's going to be a number of people who are willing to trade the time for the accuracy of the calls.
Another controversy that's got to be addressed at some point, and I mention this because Maroon 5, the band that's performing at halftime, is not going to have a press conference. There's been a lot of controversy about them sort of reluctantly accepting this job as a halftime performer, and a lot of other performers that will be joining them on stage are trying to kind of fly under the radar. There is a bit of a PR problem with the National Football League right now, isn't there?
Well, there is, and it has to do with players taking a knee over issues involving people of color who come in contact with police and the way that they're treated at the hands of police. Of course, you remember the Colin Kaepernick controversy and the fact that a lot of people believe he's been blackballed from the league altogether, and they want him reinstated or somehow repaid. For a lot of these entertainment venues has been, you know, will you perform because the NAACP of Georgia has asked you not to? There have been those who have said no. And now it looks like Maroon 5 and some of the other acts will perform. But as you mentioned, they're not going to make a big deal out of it. And that's really unusual because being in the halftime show or any part of the show for the Super Bowl, that could be a pinnacle of a musician's career.
Oh, absolutely. And there have been some great halftime shows in the last 10 or 15 years. And I just wonder if we've reached the end of that era with the spectacular Super Bowl halftime show.
Certainly the protests are going to be out there in force during the game, before the game, in fact. There's a big protest scheduled by the NAACP over this issue outside of the stadium on Saturday. And certainly there's going to be pressure continued on these acts, not just, I don't think, in terms of the Super Bowl, but around the league and even in different sports.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if the commissioner addresses that in his State of the League speech later today. Pete, stay warm down there in Atlanta. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Bye now.